Help for Our Scandinavian Institutions. February 27, 1901. Help for Our Scandinavian Institutions. I appeal to our people in the name of the Lord. Let there be a consecrated, united effort made to lift our institutions in Scandinavia out of the difficulty into which they have fallen. Let all rally to this work. Let all that is done be done in faith. Do not allow the name of Christ to be reproached. Do not begin to censure and condemn. God's institutions are in peril, and all who can should act their part without delay in delivering them. Those who do this work with faithfulness will be among the number to whom the words apply. Every one that is of the truth heareth my words. John 18, verse 37. Christ's life was a life of pure, disinterested benevolence. He assumed our human nature for no other purpose than to display the glory of God in the happiness of man. To accomplish this, he gave his life. The Lord will certainly be dishonored if our institutions are allowed to fall into decay for want of the money which he has entrusted to his stewards. All Christ is, he is to the true believers. All Christ has, he has for us. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Therefore, those who have means should at once return to the Lord his own to help the institutions out of their embarrassment. God calls upon his people to use for his glory the goods he has lent them. Let all try to do something. Delay not for a day or an hour. Look over your affairs and see what you can do to cooperate with the Lord in helping his suffering institutions. These institutions call for your help. Will you give it to them? There are those who have little faith, who, with some flimsy excuse, will try to discourage others from doing anything. It only needs a discouraging word to raise and strengthen selfishness in the soul. Do not listen to those who would tempt you. Do what you can now to help those who need help. Waive the questions that will arise as to how the difficulty has come about. It is sufficient for us to know that distress has come upon our brethren, in whom we have confidence as the Lord's servants. Act toward them as you would act toward Christ. Large sums are needed for the relief of the institutions. But if you can only give a small sum, remember that the Lord will accept your gift. Remember that you are placing this money in the hands of Christ in the person of his afflicted brethren. Thus God regards it. My brethren, the Lord is soon to come, and every talent he has entrusted to us is to be returned to him with usury. There is a great work to be done for him in Europe. The cause of God there is not to become a stone of stumbling or a rock of offense to unbelievers. The institutions there are not to be closed up or given into the hands of those not of our faith. The Lord's servants in Europe are to rally to recover what has been lost, and the Lord will work with them. And I call upon our people in America to cooperate with their brethren in Europe in this effort. We can and should work with heart and mind and soul to preserve our institutions in Scandinavia. Promptness of decision and action is necessary in this work. At the week of prayer, there should have been a clear understanding of this matter in every church, and with the appeal before them, the people should have given their offerings to the place where holy interests are imperiled. Why are not our ministers and church members prompt in their decisions in regard to the subject of the greatest need? When the Lord places before us an appeal to be responded to, just at the time when offerings are made by our people, let the ministers and church officers take up the matter earnestly and vigorously. Let them, as stewards of God, decide what is to be done and then do it. This is absolutely necessary when our institutions are in absolute peril. Let all who love the Lord now act their part. Let those in responsible positions set a right example. Let the people of God think of the eternal consequence of rightly employing their property. Let them bring their means to the Lord, saying, Lord, we who have been entrusted with thy goods freely give thee of thine own. Thus we show that we realize that our brethren in Europe will be sorely tried if their facilities are cut off.
The embarrassment of the Scandinavian institutions should have been thoroughly understood. Prompt measures should have been taken to relieve these institutions, which are just as sacred in the sight of the Lord as our institutions in America. The hands of those connected with these institutions should not be weakened because of their embarrassment. Let all take hold and do what they can, and the difficulty will soon be in the past, no more to harass the cause of God. I hope and pray that everything that can be done will be done. Every noble Christian instinct in the men in responsible positions should lead them to devise and plan with greater earnestness for the relief of our institutions in Europe than if their own property were at stake. Those who love and serve the Lord should feel the deepest interest in all that concerns the glory of His name. Who could bear to see the institutions where the truth has been magnified, where the Lord has often revealed His presence, where instruction has been given by the messengers of God, where the truth has been sent forth in publications which have accomplished great good, passing into the hands of worldlings to be used as common? Should this happen, men would say that it was because the Lord was not able to prevent it. These things mean much to our brethren and sisters in Scandinavia. Let us make an effort to prevent them from falling into discouragement and depression. The Lord will not give His glory to another, or His praise to graven images. We often fail of doing things in the way that the Lord has planned because we insist on carrying out some whim of our own. I pray that the Lord will fill our hearts with an intense desire to know His will and to carry out His will. From unfeigned lips, let the prayer go forth. Let it be known this day that Thou art God in Israel. 1 Kings 18, verse 36. God's purpose will be accomplished if men and women will act their part in His great plan. Let us now be God's helping hand, and as such, relieve our institutions in Scandinavia.